Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
This episode is sponsored by Positive Impact Transformational Coaching. Not only do I host this podcast, I'm also a certified transformational life coach, and I specialize in behavior change. Over the last 5 years, I've helped hundreds of clients from all walks of life create transformation and breakthroughs through my 12-week private one-on-one coaching program. Together, we uncover the things that are getting in the way and holding you back from being your best self and highest good, discovering the negative impact and consequences those behaviors and limiting beliefs are having in your life and in the lives of those around you, and then discarding those old ways of being to create new habits, rituals, practices to support you to create your own breakthrough and positive impact transformation. To get your journey started today, go to my website, theandrewschultz.com, or my Instagram, Positive Impact Andrew, to schedule a free 30-minute connection call. I'm here to support you, to serve you, and empower you in making 2023 your best year ever, filled with maximum success, significance, and fulfillment. Hey friends, welcome back to Positive Impact. So, solo episode today. A few weeks ago, we chose our word of the year for 2023, setting the tone, setting ourselves up for inevitable success, starting with that word of the year. Today, we're going to set some goals, and I'm going to walk you through the exact process I use with all of my private one-on-one coaching clients. A desired state goal setting. That's what we're focusing on today. So I invite you to grab your pen and journal. I'm going to invite you to do some writing, and we're going to set our goals together. I'm going to walk you through the exact process. So grab your pen and journal. If you're driving, you can come back to this later. Or if you don't have access or the ability to write right now, you can come back to this episode later on. So for right now, I want you to think within the next 90 days, something that you want to achieve, a specific, measurable, achievable goal using a 90-day time frame. Anything less, in my experience, is not long enough. Anything more than 90 days is too long. So science and my own personal experience shows us that 90 days is the sweet spot for setting goals. And so I want you to think, you know, of certain areas of your life, maybe relationships with yourself, relationships with others, health and fitness, spirituality, work, finances, career, adventure, play, travel. And I want you to think of, let's focus on one goal at a time. So for right now in this podcast, one goal. And this goal should be very important to you. And if you think about it on a scale of 1 to 10, if it's not at least an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most important thing in your life, it's not important enough. It's not going to inspire you to make changes. So it should be at least an 8 out of 10. So just think of one area in your life right now where this area of your life, the most important area that you want to start to focus on. And I want you to write down a goal in this area of your life for the next 90 days. And let me help you here. This goal, it's a desired outcome. It should be specific, measurable, and achievable. Okay? So I've had clients I've worked with, they say, Andrew, I want to lose weight. Well, that's too generic. Andrew, I want to lose 15 pounds within the next 3 months. Bingo. It's specific, measurable, and achievable. Andrew, I want to have more spirituality in my life. I invite you to go deeper, be more specific. Andrew, I want to meditate and journal for 5 minutes every day for the next 3 months. See the difference? Get specific. And the goal should be well formed and stated in a positive way. So we're focusing on what we do want, not what we don't want. So I want you to write down whatever that goal is for you. I want to make more money. Well, that's too generic. I want to make $8,000 per month for the next 3 months. See the difference? So what's the area in your life that you feel really stuck, that you want to create a different outcome that's going to impact your life in a really big way? I want you to write that down right now. Next, I want you to think, I want you to answer this question. This is the big motivating factor of why you want to achieve this goal. So I want you to write down this question. I want you to write it down in your journal right now. Write down the question, what will having this goal do for my life? And repeat this several times to yourself. What will having this goal, this outcome, this desired outcome, what will it do for my life? Second question I want you to write down. Why is this so important to me? Why is this desired outcome that I want, why is it so important to me? So two questions. First question, what will having this desired outcome do for my life? Second question, why is this desired outcome so important to me? And I want you to write down in a positive way the positive impact to your life that this desired outcome will create. Be really specific. And I want you to include the feelings and the emotions that you want to experience with this desired outcome. A felt experience, the underlying emotions is what I'm getting at. So get crystal clear on what those emotions are going to be with this desired outcome. And then finally, if you have not done so already, I want you to write down on a scale of 1 to 10, this desired outcome is blank on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the absolute most important thing in your life. And a reminder, if this desired outcome and goal is not at least an 8 out of 10, it's not important enough. So I invite you to think bigger, take off the limits. It's a blank canvas that we're creating together today. So take off the limits, step into your power. This desired outcome and goal should make you feel a healthy fear. It should give you a little anxiety, like, ooh, can I really do that? That's how we know it's right. It should stretch you. It should make you uncomfortable. It should put a little healthy fear in your mind. That's how you know it's right. Nothing great was ever achieved by sitting on our ass all day and watching TV and eating bonbons. We do hard things, friends. Take off the limits. Step into your power. I believe in you. And this is me giving you permission to step into this best version of you, this highest good that we all deserve, that you deserve, and you're worthy of. Okay, so we have our desired outcome for the next 90 days. It's specific, measurable, and achievable. We answered the questions. What will having this desired outcome do for me? We answered the question, why is this desired outcome so important? This desired outcome is a blank on a scale of 1 to 10. The underlying emotions that I want to feel when achieving this desired outcome is, great job. We're making awesome progress. What we're doing here together today is so important. Otherwise, we're like a bobblehead at the mercy of the ocean, getting battered around without any direction, without being intentional when we wake up in the morning with how we want to spend our time and energy and resources. Making sure we're moving towards something significant that's going to have a positive impact in our life and move the needle. Next thing we're going to do together, I want you to write down, first off, I want you to think about an anchor. An anchor is something physical in your environment that's going to remind you of why you are doing this. It could be a screensaver on your computer, a wedding ring as a vow to yourself and your partner, a post-it note around the house. Think of the five senses when you're thinking of an anchor. A favorite song, a delightful smell, a pleasurable taste, a happy touch. For me, I wear my nephew, his ashes around my neck in a cross. My nephew, Mason Schultz, who passed away at age 12 from childhood cancer. And I wear his ashes around my neck to remind me to always lead with compassion and kindness in everything I do. Because Mason lived his life with compassion and kindness. Even till his last day when he was in the hospital, really sick, he was more worried about other kids in the hospital. He was more worried about how they were doing than his own health. And so my anchor to always make sure I treat myself and others with compassion and kindness, my anchor is Mason's ashes around my neck. It's my reminder of why I'm doing this work, why I do the podcast, why I work with coaching clients, why I speak to different groups of people and share my journey. This reminder, your anchor, is so important, friends. So think of something that's going to remind you of this goal, this desired outcome This anchor is going to remind you every day, especially on the days that you don't feel like it, over the next 90 days, a reminder of you taking action. This anchor is your accountability. This anchor is a pattern interrupter, something that stops you when you're tempted to make a choice not in alignment with your new desired outcome. A pattern interrupter that helps you make choices that are in alignment with the best version of yourself and your highest good. So write down your anchor right now. And then finally, the last thing we do is clearing away the clutter. To set you up for inevitable success, the last thing we do is clear away the clutter. And again, by this time, we're in February. Our New Year's resolutions are out the window. 90% of those resolutions do not work anyway. That's why setting goals and desired outcomes is much more effective. And this part of that desired outcome is critical, clearing away the clutter. If we have physical clutter anywhere in our physical space, it's going to create mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter in our brain. Clearing out the old to make room for the new. That's how I want you to think of it. So I want you to think of an area of your life, a physical space that you can commit to decluttering and cleaning up. It could be your email inbox. It could be your car. It could be your closet, kitchen, bathroom. Pick one area and make the commitment to clear away the clutter in that area of your life. Almost all of my coaching clients a good rule of thumb to make it a win-win is focusing on their closet. A rule of thumb, if you have not worn a piece of clothing within the last 6 months, you can get rid of it. I give you permission right now on this podcast episode. Here's what happens. When we clear out our closets, we can donate the clothes that we no longer wear to a local charity. Most of those local charities even come pick it up from you. You get a receipt for the value of those clothes, and you get to write that off. It's a tax write-off. It's a tax deduction. And the clothes that you donate go to people who need them more than you, and putting good use and practical use for somebody else. A great way to be of service, a great way to make it a win-win. And it feels good when we help others. It feels good when we purge. It feels good when we freaking let go of the stuff that no longer serves us and doesn't add value to our life. Instead of hoarding and holding on to this stuff, I give you permission to let it go. So write down in this moment, you're clearing away the clutter in this area of your life and make the commitment right now. Last thing we do, we're bringing it to the close. Stay with me, friends. We're almost there. For the next 90 days, every morning, I want you to write down in your morning journaling, creating a morning routine, writing down three action steps that you are going to take every day that move you closer to this desired outcome and goal that you just wrote down. three action steps that move you closer to being your best version and highest good. How we start each day, our intentions with how we spend our time and energy and resources, sets us up for positive momentum and success the rest of the day. So being crystal clear on the three things that you want to, the three action steps that you are going to take every day that support you in achieving this desired outcome. Simple action steps can be walking outside for 30 minutes technology free, drinking 100 ounces of water, reaching out to three people in my life and acknowledging them and letting them know how much they mean to me and how much I appreciate them. Specific to your desired outcome, these are the three most important things where if your head hits the pillow at the end of the day, you're going to sleep like a baby knowing you got the right things done. Every morning, and the reason we write them down, when we write them down, it's an opportunity to hold ourselves accountable and follow through on our commitments. And when we write down our action step, follow through with those action steps and keep those promises to ourselves and follow through on our commitments, that's the easiest way to create confidence and self-esteem by doing esteemable acts and keeping promises to ourselves. When we write them down, we're more accountable to following through with those actions. So, great job. This is the work that I do with all my coaching clients. So if you want more support, send me a message. Let's jump on a 30-minute connection call. And I can help you just like I've helped hundreds of other clients from all walks of life. Helping clients achieve maximum success, fulfillment, significance. And that's my hope for all of you. Because you're worth it and you deserve it. Thanks for listening. Hope this helps. Again, if you have any questions, please reach out to me, theandrewschultz.com or my Instagram, Positive Impact Andrew. Send me a message. I'm rooting for you, and let's together make 2023 the best year ever. See ya.